Hare Krishna. We had a wonderful Govardhan Puja yesterday, and Kirtan's lecture, Gir Puja Kirtan, Giriraj Parikrama, and some pictures are there to give devotees a taste of what it was like, Chandramouli Maharaj, when we were taking prasadam, which was also very, very good. Exclaimed that it was the Das Govardhan Puja celebration he'd been at. So it was very, very nice. And today is Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day, which is always a difficult occasion. Srila Prabhupada's 34th anniversary of Prabhupada's disappearance. For Srila Prabhupada's followers, particularly for Srila Prabhupada's disciples, for devotees who especially saw Srila Prabhupada, and others who didn't necessarily saw him but became his followers by hearing from him or saw him through hearing him. The concept of disappearance or separation is really sort of integral to the cultivation of Krishna consciousness. Krishna appears in this world and he disappears. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappears, as do our acharyas. And part of that disappearance, of course, is that that's the way of the material world. And although transcendentally situated, still these personalities all follow the ways of the world in this respect. Another aspect is that separation indicates, again, meeting, which means that devotees can look forward to meeting Srila Prabhupada in the future. And it also means that, or it also is a means of developing our attachment to that person whom we're separated from, the beloved. Srila Prabhupada is the beloved of all of his followers. And attachment to Srila Prabhupada grows by being separated from him. It's a dynamic I've spoken about many times. And particularly on this day when we celebrate that disappearance, then it helps us increase our attachment. What's a sign that our attachment to Srila Prabhupada will increase? Well, two things, aside from perhaps a feeling that we may have. But what really confirms that that feeling is really spiritual and developing is that we value Srila Prabhupada's gifts more and we value his mission more. As an acharya, Srila Prabhupada came under Lord Chaitanya's order to further spread Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So Prabhupada taught us the process of practicing Krishna consciousness. And when we really apply ourselves to the step-by-step process of pure devotional service, then we're really showing our love for Srila Prabhupada by becoming the devotees that he wanted us to be, or by approaching becoming those devotees. We're not wasting any time. We're moving forward. And the other is that when we hear the call of Srila Prabhupada's mission, that we have to take responsibility for spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. When these two things are actually our life and soul, then we can understand that, yes, our attachment to Srila Prabhupada is really growing. In his own Viraha Ashtaka, written for the disappearance of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada criticized his godbrothers that although they were, for the most part, strict sadhakas and good followers of the things that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had given in terms of devotional practice, but they weren't taking the message of fulfilling the mission of preaching around the world seriously, and so Prabhupada criticized them for that. And he gave this wonderful analogy that the offerings of flowers, fruits, foodstuffs, they don't really constitute the real essence of the disappearance day or the disappearance celebration, but actually following the orders and spreading Krishna consciousness is the real offering that one makes at the appearance and the disappearance of the Acharya. So that's what really being a member of Krishna consciousness movement is. We may have official membership, life membership, regional membership, national, international membership, and there may be different legal memberships in different places to establish ISKCON. But a real follower from purely a spiritual point of view, spiritual perspective, which doesn't mean to negate these others, but will be someone whose life and soul is Srila Prabhupada's teachings to practice and to distribute. That's a real member of the Krishna consciousness movement. It's a real follower of Srila Prabhupada. I hope that I can become such a real follower. And we should aspire to become such followers, because by that we'll become recognized by Krishna. Grand Krishna consciousness movement means, which is everyone's inheritance, it means actually following Srila Prabhupada. We may often have good ideas as devotees, as leaders, as whoever we may be. Those ideas may be good, they may not be good. How do we know? We check, did Srila Prabhupada say this thing? Did Srila Prabhupada recommend such thing? Is there any connection that we can make that this is actually Srila Prabhupada's desire? And if not, as good as an idea as it is, as logical as it may seem, and so on, we should not think that we have the prerogative to inaugurate such type of, or bring to life such type of ideas. Our business is to do what Srila Prabhupada did. Srila Prabhupada is a liberated soul, and that is one of the wonderful things of Srila Prabhupada's presence with us, is that the devotees accepted that when Prabhupada told us to do something, it was Krishna who was saying that. When we had some disagreements, whatever Prabhupada's resolution was Krishna's resolution. In other words, it was perfect. As conditioned souls, we're subject to error. And the only way that we can be sure that we're not committing any mistakes is when we're doing what Srila Prabhupada did. Do as I'm doing. Do as I'm saying, following what Srila Prabhupada told us to do. Because Prabhupada's words and actions are above defect. And to the degree that our actions and our practices and our preaching and our thoughts and our words are in line with Srila Prabhupada, to that degree we're also. Otherwise, if we practice Krishna consciousness without being in these confines of being Srila Prabhupada's representative, which means knowing what Srila Prabhupada did and doing as he did, then we will not only lead ourselves astray, but lead those who follow us. So this is really our obligation, to be real Prabhupada Nugas. It's not just an institutional statement, political statement. Being a Prabhupada Nuga really means someone who is following Srila Prabhupada, life and soul. That means Prabhupada Nuga. And today, on Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day, is our opportunity to reflect on how well we're actually following, how well we're actually participating and leading the mission, and to the degree that we are, increasingly so, then we know that actually our attachment for Srila Prabhupada is also increasing. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.